We walk, we die, Lord, in the light of His word. What a glory shed on our way. What we do is good, we. He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April the 20th, year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor Ihe Adeboye. The topic for today's daily devotion is Your Known. The topic once again is Your Known. The memory verse is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 4. 2 Samuel 5 and verse 4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. Let's do it one more time. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. 2 Samuel 5, verse 4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. Our Bible reading this morning is from Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 9. Now I'll be reading the NLT version. Young people, it is wonderful to be young. Enjoy every minute of it. Do everything you want to do. Take it all in. But remember that you must give an account to God for everything you do. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is your known. People in the unknown are the ones we often call adult. You will notice that Jesus Christ started his ministry at the age of 30. John the Baptist, the greatest of the whole Testament prophets, also started around the same age. Samson, by the time he killed 1,000 people, was around 30 years old. David, when he became king, was also about that age. Philip, when he was turning Samaria around for God, was also the known phase of his life. There's a saying, there's a tide in the affair of man, which taken at the flood, lead on to fortune, neglect, all the foliage of their lives are burned in shadow and mystery. The known time is when the flood comes. If you are a pastor, around this time, there's hardly any sermon you will pray that will not be appreciated. With very little effort, the church grows, but the flood does not last forever. If you miss that flood, you will get to a stage where it will not matter how well you preach, because people will say, "We've heard this before." The noon time is probably what God was referring to when he said in Isaiah 60, 1-5, "Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." God is smiling on your effort. There are those who made good use of their flood, and as a result, were able to keep going when the evening came. There was a young man whom God used to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. He prospered so mightily that he reserved a presidential suit in Sheraton Hotel permanently for himself. In those days, he was always traveling with 5 Mercedes-Benz cars. The number plate carried the name of the ministry, and each one was tagged Ministry Number 1, Ministry Number 2, Ministry Number 3, and so on. After a while, however, the flood subsided. Money stopped flowing in. The car disappeared, and the police began to look for him because of the money he was owing the hotel. Don't misuse the flood when it comes. Be wise to use your brightest moment so well that the brightness will remain, even when the evening comes. Don't waste your resources. Don't mismanage your health and the relationship God sends your way. These are some of the things that will keep the brightness when the evening comes. That's the end of today's devotion. The key point this morning is spend your noontime wisely. Don't mismanage it. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you tomorrow.